Rich Wingo is here with me in studio, and a lot of questions already coming in, so I'm going to have to throw several of those. But, Rich, thanks so much for swinging by. I really appreciate you swinging by. Green Bay Packer, former University of Alabama player. Rich, it's good to see you. Thank you so much for swinging by and talking with me.
It's good to see you, Ryan. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, let's kind of update folks. We always like to ask a very simple question, but it's one that – what are you doing these days, and what are you doing these days?
Well, just being a dad, being a husband, and, you know, just involved in a number of different things. Life is good, so.
Well, we got you on to talk some college football, and no doubt we're going to do that. But one of the special events that I always like to talk about, and no doubt it's something that I'm not ashamed of, is our faith. And we end our show talking about how important it is to have a daily walk with Jesus Christ. And you're going to talk a little bit, not much. We just want to tease the audience a little bit. We do that in radio, but you're going to be at our church, my church, Englewood Baptist. I've been there for 10-plus years. It's on 69 South. That's Sunday morning, and that'll be starting at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock Sunday morning, Englewood Baptist. But now, you live here in Tuscaloosa. So
I do. I do, yeah. Englewood, I mean, literally, as the crow flies, probably the church is less than a mile and a half from our house.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we've raised our family out in Hillcrest. And though I've worked in Birmingham for 20-some years, I commuted for those years. We just never wanted to leave.
Rich, you're... So you commute back and forth to Birmingham, but I believe...
And I used to.
Used to?
Used to,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So now help me out with this. You're also... I've seen you on the sidelines of high school football, and I don't want to throw you under the bus. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I have been known to see you on the sidelines of high school football. And are you involved with high school football?
Well, my youngest son, Luke, played at Hillcrest.
And, oh, a super player.
Well, thank you. And... So it was just a joy, and a lot of friends that coached at Hillcrest. So it was just a natural fit that they would allow an old bald-headed man to come out there.
Oh, come on.
And be with the guys. And a lot of those guys that just graduated, I feel like they're my sons. I've known them since they were six, seven years old through Little League and church. And so these past 2 years I've been able to spend a couple days out there on the practice field, and then on Friday nights be with the guys. It's been a true blessing for me. I've had so much fun. Yeah,
and had a great run, and no doubt your son was a big part of that. Enjoyed watching him play, and I know the really a big challenge there at the end of the season, and we were, you know, I mean, we were very affiliated with County High Football. We call County High Football, but had a great relationship with Hillcrest and Coach Weingarten, as he would help us from time to time talk about it, and no doubt a great season on 69 South. Rich, I want to talk to you about Alabama football, but we're going to tie this back to no doubt our faith. Coming out of the University of Alabama, playing at a high level, winning a national championship, going for the Green Bay Packers. Let's start with the University of Alabama. Growing up, I believe you were born in Elkhart, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Were you raised in Indiana?
I sure was, yeah.
So they do play football up there.
Well, my backyard was Notre Dame. So it'd be like Northport to Tuscaloosa, Elkhart to South Bend. So, yeah, we, you know, I was raised in Notre Dame country, and if you recall, well, you weren't even born, right? So I don't know why I'm talking to you. But back in the 70s, the early 70s and 73, 74, we were playing Notre Dame for the national championship those 2 years. And I had already committed to Notre Dame. And it was just kind of a natural fit, and because that was my home. And Alabama had recruited me, but I always felt it was too far from home. Long story short is that watching the I think it was the 1973 Sugar Bowl down in Tulane. I found myself pulling for Alabama, but I had committed to Notre Dame. So I was a, you know, mixed up kid. Anyways, Coach Bryant came up to my house, and it was just an honor, and was with my parents, and we just had a great time, good fit. And the rest is history, but I've never regretted that.
Growing up, and as you mentioned, Indiana is Elkhart, Indiana. Do you remember that day that Coach Bryant offered
you? Yeah. Well, I remember him coming up to my house. Yeah, I mean, he had, and I remember him when they flew me down here for a recruiting visit. It was like 20 below up there, and it was 65, 70 down here in February. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. There's another life. And but I just loved the way Alabama played football. It was fast. It was quick. And I just love that style of football. And Coach Bryant was just, you know, he didn't promise you a thing. He just gave you an opportunity. And I like that.
Now, I may be throwing you under the bus, and our pastor has talked about it a couple of different times, and I proposed this to you, I believe, a couple of days ago. Now, I think it's a unique story, but I don't know if many people know this, but my pastor, Brother Bill Richards, has invited you to speak at Inglewood Baptist Church at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and you'll be able to share a lot of your personal walk. But the thing that I thought was unique is Brother Bill was mentioning, how did the confusion between Rich and Rick Wingo, because there's a lot of people to this day, I'm sure, call you Rick Wingo.
No. But, and if they do, I have the courage to correct them.
Okay.
But with Coach Bryant, I had zero courage. He never called me by my right name, and I never had the guts to tell him, Coach, my name is Rich. He always called me Rick. And, you know, I get a kick out of that. People, the older you get, you become greater in your own mind sometimes, you know. That always brings me back to reality real quick. I mean, he didn't even call me by my right name. But it was all good. I wonder how Brother Bill knew that story. I don't tell everybody that story.
I guess we just did.
I know.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
Absolutely not. That's reality.
So Rich Wingo, better known as Rick Wingo to Coach Bryant, is joining us here tonight, talking about his playing days at the University of Alabama. Let's go back to a famous play, the goal line stand. You were part of that, and I don't think there's a picture of that.
No, we don't have a picture in here.
No, we don't, but I have it at home. The goal line stand, let's talk about that relationship and the respect that we had with Penn State and the mutual playing in the Sugar Bowl.
Well, we did have a tremendous respect for them. They were a lot like we were, coached by a great coach and hard-nosed football. But I believe Ken Donahue, our defensive coordinator, knew that Joe Paterno was not going to pass the football on the goal line. And I believe that old school thinking is, if I can't score by running it in, I don't deserve to score. And that was the mindset for, I think, Coach Paterno. And so he chose to run it. Had they chose to pass the ball, I believe they would have been very successful, because we basically did a corner's pinch where the corners sell out coming behind the line of scrimmage, and I believe a tight end release in the end zone would have been wide open. But that was a good gamble we took, and it paid off. But that was a special time.
All right, we're going to talk about your playing days at the Green Bay Packers. We're going to talk about playing days at the University of Alabama. We're talking with Rich Wingo. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue to discuss the playing days, Rich Wingo, and then I think we need to dive into a current question, because I think when you lay the foundation and when you help lay the foundation for the University of Alabama, you have to take a lot of pride in what's happening about a mile and a half from where we're located. So we're going to talk about the current days as well and what role you play in that. We're talking with Rich Wingo, former player at the University of Alabama, linebacker that played for the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk with him next on 99.1 WDGM. Welcome back into the game on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority 99.1 WDGM. We're going to have about 30 minutes that we're going to recap the day's action, whether it's Jerry Sandusky, the defense, resting up in Pennsylvania, the time for a BCS playoff. Four teams, it seems like that's the consensus right now. Consensus met on a four-team playoff. We'll discuss the different angles and really would love to have you get involved. 342-9904. Rich has given me a trivia question, so we'll try to use that a little bit later as we get more folks qualified for the ringside tickets. We are talking with Rich Wingo. He played at the University of Alabama. He played for the Green Bay Packers. And I want to go back to that goal line stand, because I'm getting a lot of text messages. Ask him this and ask him this. And I was talking to you during the break, and you brought that up. Marty Lyons had something nice to say to Penn State. Not that it was mean, but it was when you know you're good, you're good. And Marty made this statement. Let's talk about it. Well, we had Marty on about 3 months ago. So I,
yeah, good.
But
Marty's a dear brother of mine. But we were talking during the break that I was trying to get Marty in the huddle on the fourth down because I was the signal caller and I was trying to get the defense called. And Marty was yelling at Fusina, you know, to pass the football. And because he told him, he said, there's no way you're going to score running the ball. And he was right. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But at the time, it was. He was